Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 350. Oh, stop. Oh, wow, thank you. All right, so that was cheesy, but hey, 350, that's a milestone, I'd argue, as there has been a brand new one-hour Tech It Out virtually every week for 7 years. The podcast followed a few years later, but the show did debut on the radio back in July 2017. Yay. A sincere thank you to the Tech It Out listeners, the team at Radio America in D.C. They're awesome. The radio station program directors and tech ops, of course, the producers that make this show sound good. And, of course, to the sponsors of the show, too, which I'll tell you about shortly. We're going to kick things off with Tetris celebrating its 40th anniversary. Feel old, right? Tetris debuted in 1984. Crazy. And so we're going to have the president and CEO of the Tetris company on in a minute. Maya Rogers, and her dad, Hank Rogers, who's been there right from the very beginning. Also on the show today, what's an AI PC exactly? We'll be joined by Intel to find out, and then Visa's Rob Cameron will join us to talk about Gen X and their comfort level when it comes to transacting in the digital age. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out, powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly, but let's officially kick off this week's new show, number 350, with our first interview. One of the most iconic and beloved video games in history, Tetris. Yes, you know this music. Don't pretend you don't. Tetris has turned 40, believe it or not. Celebrated last week during World Tetris Day. Since Alexey Pajitnov created the game of falling pieces, or Tetrominos, in the Soviet Union back in 1984, Tetris has gone on to sell more than a half billion copies worldwide. Joining us to celebrate the game and tell us what's new is Maya Rogers, CEO of Tetris, and her father, Hank Rogers, the video game designer and businessman who took Tetris mainstream and whose story was recently chronicled in the Apple TV movie Tetris, which I'll also have to ask him about. Hi, Maya and Hank. Thank you for your time and congrats on this huge milestone.
Thank you so much.
Hi, thank you. Great to be here.
Now, hey, before we talk about the 40th anniversary of Tetris, can't believe it, to what do you attribute Tetris's amazing success over the decades? Hank?
Yeah, so Tetris is a game that is basic geometry. It doesn't have any culture, it doesn't have any gender, it doesn't have any age, and so Tetris appeals to everyone, And not many games have that. And Tetris is the first game that widely appealed to women. You know, games before that were all aimed at teenage boys, basically. And that's changed completely. Now women make up half of the business, and they certainly make up half of the people that play Tetris.
Yeah, and easy to pick up, impossible to put down. That's definitely a Tetris hallmark. And speaking of women, Maya, so you're the president and CEO of the Tetris company. What do you think it is about this puzzle game that has made this gameplay timeless? And I don't think you were even born when this came out.
Well, I shouldn't comment on when I was born, but what I can say, I think just to add to what Hank's already said, is that, you know, Alexey Pajitnov created the perfect game. You know, and it's Tetris is a game that kind of reaches our inner desire to want to create order out of chaos. So it's simple to play, but difficult to master. And although the game has evolved over the last 40 years, the core main idea of the game still remains the same. So, I mean, I think that's the reason. Hank can also speak to how much he's helped the gameplay evolve over time. You know, him, Alexey and Hank were game designers, and they wanted to make the game more interesting. So maybe, Hank, you can talk about a little bit of like what you did with, for example, the Game Boy Tetris and how that evolved from the original Tetris game.
Mm-hmm, please.
Yeah, sure. If you go back in time, the original Tetris is all about surviving. In other words, how many blocks could you get to fit into the play field before you topped out?
Right, before they reach the top.
Before they reach the top. So I thought, well, we need to have some intermediate goals, and the intermediate goals is scoring points by clearing lines. And so that wasn't actually part of the original game. So the concept of single, double, triple Tetris, in other words, you make more points, the more lines you clear at the same time, gives you something else to do besides just surviving. And that gives the game a different depth. And in the Game Boy version, it was even used when the two-player mode comes. If you clear four lines, you send four lines of quote-unquote garbage to the other player. So, you know, the original game was a one-player game, and it was survival, and there were no levels. And in today's Tetris, in the Game Boy version, we broke the game into levels, so you'd have a breather in between each level where you could see what scored during your level. So yeah, we've been working over time. When somebody invents something in another game that looks like it should be part of all games, then we include that in Tetris. So, you know, it's like if a car maker invents power windows, all car makers have to have power windows. And so that it's that kind of thing. We make sure that there's nothing that is happening in other games that's not happening in Tetris.
Another example of that would be the bag system, right? So like before you might get a Tetramino, like you might get the Z piece over and over and over again, depending on the algorithm. But now the game goes through cycles through seven different Tetraminos every time. Mm-hmm. So then now the game is more balanced.
Speaking of the games, as Hank mentioned, it was a huge Game Boy. It was probably cited as the real reason to buy a Game Boy back in the day. And then fast forward to today, and there's even virtual reality versions of Tetris. So it has adapted to the times without losing that core gameplay mechanic. We are speaking with Maya Rogers, CEO of Tetris, and Hank Rogers, who brought Tetris to the mainstream. Speaking of which, Hank, you know, I've been a huge fan of Tetris since it debuted in the 80s, and then I had a chance to interview the inventor, Alexey Pajitnov, a few times in the 90s. So for me, it was especially enjoyable to watch the Tetris movie on Apple TV, which came out recently. What did you think, Hank, of the film and how your role was portrayed? Is it Taron Egerton?
Yeah, Taron Egerton played me in the movie, and he did an amazing job. I mean, it's more me than me, so to speak. You know?
Awesome.
When you think about it, that the movie takes place over a time period of like a year and a half, and they had to take that year and a half and squeeze it into, 2 hours?
Yeah.
And so a lot of things that took a long time to actually happen in real life happened real fast in the movie. And so, yeah, they didn't happen that fast in real life, but they happened. And so the excitement that they brought into it by squeezing all those events into like, I don't know, into shorter scenes was very interesting. But they kept the spirit, you know, it felt, the Soviet Union felt like the Soviet Union. Their nervousness that I was in, yeah, is the word. When I went to the Soviet Union, not knowing if I was going to be arrested for speaking to Soviet citizens, which I wasn't supposed to. I'm fairly sure I wasn't supposed to. That came through in the movie. You know, that was real.
Yeah, you're going to the Soviet Union on a tourist visa and then trying to get a meeting with the Ministry of Games. I mean, I think
right.
That summed it up, yeah.
And like many movies, I'm sure there has been some embellishment just for the sake of entertainment. But good to hear, though, that it was mostly authentic from your vantage point. And Maya, you know, I talked about the virtual reality version of Tetris, which I think is fantastic. What is the most popular way people are playing Tetris today? Is it on their phones, for example? And how are you celebrating the 40th anniversary of the game?
Yes, so absolutely mobile phones. That's our biggest market. You know, everybody's got a phone and anyone can download Tetris. So that is our number one game, and we're very excited because our partners, Play Studios, they just launched a new Tetris game. We're expanding Tetris beyond just the original Tetris, and the game that they've launched is called Tetris Block Puzzle. So we're taking Tetris. There's a whole block puzzle genre that's very popular right now, and so we're coming in and satisfying the other need of, you know, playing another kind of puzzle game, but also keeping the Tetris brand and expanding it.
Yeah.
Some of the other things that you can look out for this year, we're doing a collaboration with Supreme, so we're launching these mini keychains that's only going to be available on Supreme. We're doing a collaboration with Rubik's Cube, so you can expect to, you know, see a Tetris and a Rubik's Cube together. We did a collaboration with 7-Eleven, so we have some special merch, including this really awesome Slurpee Tetris game, a playable game, which sold out in 18 minutes, I think, when they launched. And I think they're going to launch again, so be sure to check out 7-Eleven.com, and I think you can find their products there. And also spray ground backpacks. So we're doing all kinds of cool things outside of, you know, the video game that's coming out.
Lots of activity 40 years on. Fantastic. Hank, is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, so on my side, I've taken an interest in medical Tetris. There's a body of evidence that says that Tetris helps mitigate the effects of trauma. So it helps with PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. And we have reason to believe that playing Tetris keeps the traumatic experience from going from short-term memory to long-term memory. And so people who play Tetris after trauma have half the flashbacks and half the intensity of flashbacks. So that is exactly what people need to take care of. We're talking about first responders.
Yeah,
we're talking about nurses.
Vets.
Mm-hmm. Children that are coming out of war zones or disaster areas. I think Tetris is something that really helps them get through the trauma.
Fascinating. Could we learn more about that at Tetris.com as well?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing that with us early, Hank. Maya Rogers, CEO of Tetris, and Hank Rogers, the game designer and businessman who brought Tetris to the world. Thank you so much for your time. Congrats once again on this huge 40th milestone for Tetris, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
The interview was actually a lot longer than that. Unfortunately, I had to cut out some stuff. They also have a collab with Minecraft. So yeah, Tetris is very much alive and well 40 years on. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to catch up with Intel and learn what's an AI PC. What's all the hype about? It's not just about software or services like ChatGPT or Google Gemini or some of these other platforms, but why do you need it on the chip itself? We'll explain when we return on Tech It Out. Stick with us. We'll be
right
back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcast.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for 3 nights stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
These jobs reports are just a movie trailer for a bad movie. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. The month of May barely created any full-time jobs, mostly from the government, and tons of part-time jobs. The headline number may look good, but the rest of it is a dud. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. It's a new era in the evolution of the PC. In case you haven't been following along with the news, your next computer is going to be infused with AI, artificial intelligence, to help you get more done in less time, personally and professionally, thanks to bleeding-edge companies like Intel, the global semiconductor giant, and its new AI PC platform across multiple brands that you know and love. Joining us to chat is Robert Halleck. He's Vice President and General Manager of Client AI and Technical Marketing, but we're just going to refer to him as Intel's AI expert going forward. And he's here to fill us in on all the details, fresh off a flight from Taiwan, where he attended Computex. Thanks for your time, Robert. Not sure how you feel back on this time zone, but welcome back to the country.
Thanks. I appreciate the time. No, not quite back on the right time zone yet. But
yeah, it could be tough. Speaking of AI, I was at Viva Tech, which is a big AI conference in Paris a couple weeks ago. I was a little rough when I was there, but I sort of bounced back pretty good when I was back on North American soil. But yeah, hey, before we talk about AI PCs, why don't we first define what generative AI or Gen AI is for short? What's all this hype been about since, I would say, November of 2022?
Yeah, 2022 is a good timeline for that. So generative AI or Gen AI is just a general term that refers to a computer's ability to generate a piece of content based on instruction from you. You could ask the computer to generate pictures, text, music, audio. All of these are possible within GenAI, but it's the idea that you just ask the computer to create something.
So that's a prompt, right? That's called a prompt.
That's right. Your request or describing what you want is called a prompt, and kind of a more advanced term, prompt engineering, is getting very skilled at developing the exact prompt that you want to provide to get the result you're looking for.
It's funny. My three kids are all in college, and they use GenAI to help, I put that in air quotes, help write their essays. And some professors know that that can be tough to determine whether they actually wrote it or not. And one smart professor told my eldest son, I'm going to judge you on how well you write your prompts. That's how I'm going to grade you. Not on what the answers are, but how well you write your prompts. And that's how they were able to gauge that child's abilities. That's kind of neat, right?
Yeah. Well, before we even get into like what AI is or what an AI PC is, writing a prompt is, I think, this learned skill that's going to become incredibly important in the experience of using a PC. Like, getting good at developing a prompt to produce the result that you're looking for is not intuitive to everyone.
Right.
It is a learned skill. And I would just say, spend some time thinking about that. Spend some time researching this idea. And it's kind of like advanced Googling, to be honest. Like,
love that.
It's pretty cool.
I'm going to ask you for some examples of prompts and what Gen AI can do in a moment. But please tell us a bit about Intel's vision of an AI PC. What does that mean exactly? And why is it important to have that AI on the computer itself rather than, let's call them, its software, you know, like, you know, OpenAI's ChatGPT as an example, or Google Gemini?
Sure. Well, let's start with the hardware definition. An AI PC is a new computer that has new capabilities built into the processor that allows it to more quickly and more energy efficiently process these new AI workloads coming into the market. So hundreds of companies that develop software are transitioning the features in their applications to artificial intelligence and machine learning algorithms. And to deliver those features with improved performance and better battery life, you need this new generation of AI PC, and Intel, amongst many vendors, is all producing new hardware to do this faster and better. So that's kind of like the table stakes.
So previously, Intel would create a CPU, a central processing unit. That's the brains or the engine that drives the computer's performance. Then they've layered on over the years a GPU, graphics processor, for things like gaming, animation, and so on. And now, I believe it's called an NPU, or neural processing unit. Can you, in plain English, tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. A neural processing unit is a new component, one of the new components that has been added to these AI PCs. And you mentioned that a CPU does traditional applications, GPU for graphics. Well, an NPU is only for calculating AI workloads. AI workloads are, at the end of the day, extraordinarily complex math problems. And being able to do those math problems faster or with better battery life is what the NPU is all about. But I should also point out that even the GPU and the CPU, which have been around for 30 plus years, those are also now taking on new AI specific capabilities as well. Not just traditional applications and not just graphics. They have AI parts too.
How do we tell if, for example, a laptop that we want to buy has an AI PC platform in it from Intel? And what computer manufacturers or brands have these?
Well, every brand has them. So Dell, HP, Lenovo, Acer, Asus, every computer manufacturer you can think of. But from the Intel side, we made a branding change. If you see the brand Intel Core Ultra, that has the new AI hardware inside. That's the only choice you have to make. It's Core Ultra with AI or something before that without.
So will we see a badge or a little sticker on the side of the laptop that says Intel Core Ultra?
Yep, there's a holographic little blue sticker right on the front corner of every laptop.
Awesome. We're chatting with Robert Halleck. He's Intel's AI expert, just to make his title simplified for all of us. His normal title would not even fit on a business card, I'd argue. Impressive nonetheless. So we're going to keep learning about AI PCs. It's a phrase you're going to hear a lot more of in 2024 and into next year for sure. Intel isn't the only player in this space, but definitely the biggest. You can let me know what you think on social media. It's Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z. Let me know what you think. And more Tech It Out is coming right up after this short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google it. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Robert Halleck. He's Intel's AI expert. Before the break, I was commending you on breaking down the geek speak into street speak, helping my listeners wrap our heads around the concept of an AI PC and how it's looking and rolling out with all of your partners. Speaking of making things simple, Robert, can you give us an example or two of what you can do with an AI PC? Maybe something that would be trickier without an Intel Core Ultra laptop.
Yeah, one of the straightforward examples that I can think of is you go on vacation, you take a photo, and there's something in the background on the beach that that you don't want in the background. Maybe it's someone making a funny face or
a guy wearing one of those like Borat one piece speedos.
Yes, a string bikini of some kind.
Yeah, exactly. Well, just ruins your family moment. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that. I've been an image editing tool user for 20 years, and I'll tell you that if you haven't tried to remove something like that before manually, it's very hard to make it convincing to remove an object like that. But AI can do this in seconds because it has reference images in the head. Well, I'm using air quotes here, but in the head of this AI model doing the work, it's seen millions of beaches, and they know what it's supposed to look like without this person standing there. And in literal seconds, it can remove the object. That's one example. And another that we're working on at Intel is being able to harness like extraordinary amounts of information in seconds. So if you think about a company that has 20 years, 30 years of documents, no one person can memorize the contents of all of these documents. Not even whole teams could memorize this. But if you put them all behind an AI model that can synthesize information, now you just have a very convenient chat box that you can ask questions to and get specific answers back. And it makes it really easy to access complex, long-lived chunks of info that is otherwise unmanageable for one or even many people.
You brought up a good point. Now, this is a consumer show, but for businesses that have a ton of data, they could leverage AI by feeding it their own data and then have its employees, without having to go out to the cloud, but still protected on that PC or that at least an intranet or some kind of internal server, be able to access all of that data that is relevant to that industry, like the legal industry or the medical industry or a particular company that has decades worth of data to parse through. That's another advantage of an AI PC, correct?
That's right. And that'll even happen for individual users. And it might be at the scale of, I don't know, your personal business documents or your emails or whatever text information or even image information, which is even harder to search mm-hmm. through, it'll all be synthesized into a searchable, effectively a chat box, and it becomes extraordinarily easy to access that information, and you're not scrolling through God knows how many pictures and documents anymore.
So you could say, show me the picture of the family on a beach in Greece, or show me the email where I was promised a raise, and it'll comb through all of your content on that laptop or desktop and give it to you. That's another application.
That's exactly right. There's even a more wild implementation of AI coming where so many PC applications, they've been around for so long, they've gotten very complex. There's hundreds of tools, and it's hard for people to master all those tools. Well, what if there was an AI either spoken, you can talk to the computer or a chat box, or you're typing to it, whichever one you prefer. You can ask the program to just do something, and its own knowledge of its own tools have now been abstracted behind an AI model that's interpreting your request for you. Suddenly, it is way easier to use these very advanced and powerful pieces of software. And Intel's also working on some technologies like that that'll come out in the back half of 2024.
Can you give us an example of that?
Let's take it like an advanced image editor. We'll just stick with that one. Mm-hmm. There are so many tools for adjusting
like Photoshop
color
or whatever.
Photoshop is a good example. I'm not saying I want to be clear. I'm not
no,
saying
I understand.
We're doing
I get
this
it.
With Photoshop. But yeah, a good example, you could just say, hey, I want the colors to be different, or I want you to remove this object, or I want you to make it look more like this artistic style.
Yeah, love it.
There are just so many tools, and you could just ask the computer to do it. And it's impossible to do this kind of simplification without an AI model. The traditional software just can't do it.
Thanks for that. All right, so an Intel AI PC is the same as an Intel Core Ultra PC, that's the brand you want to look for, whether you're buying it from like an HP or an Asus or what have you, a Surface laptop. Is it only laptops, or is Core Ultra or an AI PC down on desktops yet?
Not yet. So it's all laptop for now, and that's kind of an industry-wide comment. But Intel has a pair of products that are going to hit in the back half of 2024 that will also take it to the remaining notebook segments, so that includes gaming, and into desktop as well. So we'll have Core Ultra in every PC segment with the same set of foundational capabilities and access to the same software.
Awesome, Robert. Finally, where can we learn more about Intel's AI PCs and all the benefits surrounding it?
Intel.com/AIPC. We'll keep it easy.
All right, intel.com/AIPC. I also know that intel.com/Core Ultra works as well. Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time, Robert. Really great to chat with you, and hope you get over that jet lag. Maybe a little AI can help with that.
Thanks, Mark. Not sure. Appreciate the time.
So for full transparency, Intel is the title sponsor on the program. And coincidentally, we have another big sponsor with us, and that's Visa. They haven't been a guest on in a while, but we're going to get to that in a couple of minutes. As a bit of a departure, we're going to talk about Visa used by merchants. I know that there are a lot of Tech It Out listeners who run a business, an SMB, a small or medium-sized business, or maybe they've got a side hustle and they want to take payments from customers. So we're going to get to all of that. And speaking of Visa, we cover cybersecurity a lot on this show and how you can best protect yourself in the digital age, even if you're not super tech savvy. And one part of the solution is securely shopping online. And so I'm thrilled about my partnership with Visa on Tech It Out, as they've made some significant investments in fraud prevention over the past 5 years, as much as $10 billion, to support Visa's brand promise to protect the financial information of both individuals and businesses. Zero liability means peace of mind when you shop online using your Visa card, or at retail for that matter. There could be no half measures when it comes to cybersecurity, which is why the company takes an aggressive and multi-layered approach to combating the rising threat of malicious software and other threats by well-funded and global criminal enterprises. Read more about Visa and how securing the world's payments is priority one at visa.com/security. When we return on Tech It Out, Rob Cameron from Visa chats with us about Gen Z and their comfort level in using technology, but does that extend to using it to pay for things? We'll learn when we return on Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/Core Ultra.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. A man from Johnson City, Tennessee, played more than 200 holes of golf last Friday, and he did it to raise money to help veterans. Before the sun was even out Friday morning, Jeremy Beechner was hitting golf ball after golf ball. Beechner says, 3 years ago now, I came up with a crazy idea to try to do 100 holes of golf in one day. It was a long shot, and here we are today trying to go for 225 holes. A crazy idea for a good cause, raising money for Folds of Honor and PGA Hope, which is a free program that helps military veterans enhance their physical and mental well-being through golf. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam, after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. The world is changing, becoming increasingly digital, of course, in how we work, play, communicate, and shop. And so why shouldn't how you pay for things change? Well, they are changing, of course, and I'd argue for the better. Fresh off his speech at the Transact conference on how digital natives are shaping the future of payments, we're joined by Rob Cameron. He's Global Head of Acceptance Solutions at Visa, here to chat with us about digital convenience. Hi, Rob. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be here.
It's been, 9 years since we last chatted. So thank you for your time. Now, before we talk about your speech on how digital natives, like my kids, are shaping the future of payments, please tell us a bit about your role as Global Head of Acceptance Solutions at Visa. What does that mean exactly?
Absolutely. But first of all, Mark, I think it did take me 9 years to get back on your show. So we'll see if I can do it a little quicker.
That's my bad. Well, thrilled to chat with you again.
Perfect. Well, hey, look, I look after all the things that Visa does to help the seller side of the ecosystem, which is all the people that accept payments for consumers. We provide a range of value-add services to them to help them do it more effectively, more securely, and I spearhead all the work we do globally to do that.
So, yeah, no doubt speed without sacrificing security is incredibly important to all the merchants out there who accept Visa. So you were recently in Las Vegas, and I hope you had fun, by the way, and you spoke at this show called Transact. Tell us about the speech you gave about Gen Z, and of course that's Gen Z for us north of the border here, and your argument that being digitally native uniquely positions them as the next generation of business owners.
Yeah, sure, Mark. We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create, you know, solutions to engage them. Mm. So that's a little bit of what I talked about. And then when you think about payments, you know, you think about, I don't know what your first payment experience. Sounds like we, you know, you live now kind of near where I grew up. But my first payment experience was, you know, riding a bike to a convenience store in the suburbs of Toronto and buying sour keys if I didn't lose the change out of my pocket, right?
Yeah.
And then you think of my own kids, and their experience could be more different, right? They've been making in-app payments since they could hold a controller, right? Their first experience. And, you know, those payments happened in an instant. And so that's kind of the bar that's being set in terms of expectations now on this Gen Z generation.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, we definitely went from cash to writing checks and then physical or plastic cards to now tapping your wrist or your phone, which all three of my kids do. I don't even think they carry a plastic Visa with them, even though they have one in their rooms, but they just have it all loaded on their phones. So then what would be the types of digital tools, Rob, that you think will be most impactful to this next generation of business owners?
Well, here's an interesting stat. If you think about the way Gen Z like to make payments and their expectation, it's that it happens in an instant. And, you know, in my household, there's lots of little entrepreneurs and they're always doing something. But if you interview Gen Z, 93% are considering some kind of entrepreneurial venture, and over half are already doing some kind of side hustle. And so, you know, that's what's also going on in my house. But the interesting thing is that 84% of Gen Z say they would work harder and longer if they could be paid more quickly. So they wouldn't get paid more, but because of their expectations. So if you think about tools, when you're helping, you know, create tools that help Gen Z sell things, whether it's online or in person, you know, their expectation isn't that they have to wait to get paid. They want that money in their account in an instant. And I think that's really where things are tracking in terms of, you know, their expectations and how it'll evolve payments going forward. Of U.S. Gen Z received a payment in that way in the last year. So we're definitely seeing now growth and trying to get them paid more quickly because that's what they expect.
So, Rob, how then can technology and payments leaders help meet Gen Z's expectations for this digital convenience movement, let's call it? And where does Visa fit into all of this? You mentioned Visa Direct because I went sort of off topic and talk about getting paid. But what other tools can Visa help businesses leverage to get paid quicker?
Yeah, it's not all about paid quicker, but that's definitely part of the answer.
Okay.
And I get this interesting chance in this global job to travel the world and everywhere from kind of South Africa to US to emerging markets in Asia. And then I live in London and see what happens in Europe. So I get this really interesting view. But when I go talk to businesses and the companies that supply payments, universally, there's kind of three themes that they're looking for help around. You know, one's complexity and just how hard it is to keep up with rising customer expectations. The second is connectivity. And so this is, if you think about payments being in the software that you use to run your business, you have to be able to embed those payments and maintain the connectivity. And so that's the second piece. And the third piece is profitability, right? Everyone's looking to either take cost out or find new revenue streams. So that's what we talk about a lot.
Hey, Rob, let's just put a quick pin in that because we have to take a short break, but I know you wanted to chat about profitability and its correlation to complexity. So hang tight, everyone. We'll be right back with Rob Cameron from Visa when we return on Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But the keeper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35 And custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Universal connectivity to the platforms that are used by businesses. So think about like a great Canadian company, Shopify, that's done so well internationally, empowering small businesses to get online and sell goods. So connectivity to the solutions like that, all the way up to the sales forces and kind of the big solutions used by large corporates. And then the last piece is profitability. And you know, we think that if we have these components that can be used interchangeably to create payment environments that are best in class, we can do kind of what Amazon Web Services did to computing. You know, we can offer that in the payments environment. So that's what we're trying to do globally in acceptance solutions, is really address those three challenges. And that's really how we face the market.
Yeah, thanks for that. And then before we wrap up, Rob, I understand Visa, along with payments, that's PYMNTS, a global leader for data and news and insights on innovation in payments, you've partnered on what's referred to as the Global Digital Shopping Index. What did you set out to find, and what were the key takeaways?
So it's interesting, and Gen Z have really led this, but you know, Gen Z are quite literally saving the mall. So they're back in malls like the one we were talking about earlier.
Not just to buy sour keys anymore.
Not just to buy sour keys, but you know, when they're in the mall now, what's different is they've got their phone with them. And so it's the rise of what's being called click and mortar shopping. And so they're, you know, much more likely to reserve online, buy in store, check item availability, and it's really changed the face. And so it really is a message to merchants that if you want to be relevant, you need to have your stuff online. But you know, the largest percentage of sales are still happening in store. And so it changes this dynamic where stores now, you know, can be online. That means they're open 24 hours a day. They can sell things at night, but actually they need that capability to also engage these Gen Zs in store. And the stats are quite astounding. So it used to be, now it's 75% of consumers are using some kind of mobile assistance in store. So, you know, you're missing 3 in 4 if you're not engaging that way. And and we're also seeing, you know, Gen Z are twice as likely to use new features like buy now, pay later, and some of these, because of course, you know, they're so open to new technologies as long as it makes life easier for them.
Got it. Yeah, really interesting findings there. And is there a website where we can learn more about the Global Digital Shopping Index and some of your other work, Rob, as head of acceptance solutions?
Sure. So it's www.visaacceptance.com.
All right, visaacceptance.com, and the URL I often give out on this show for more on securely paying for things online would be visa.com/security. Rob, thank you so much for your time. Great to chat with you again. Let's not make it another 9 years before we do so, and safe travels. Thank you so much.
That would be great. Thanks, Mark. Great to reconnect.
Speaking of protecting yourself, I like to end off the show every weekend just as a friendly reminder, nothing preachy, to properly back up your important files on a regular basis. Not sure if you've ever felt your heart drop by realizing something that you've been working on, like an important document or some files that are irreplaceable, some personal photos or home movies, they're gone. Something happened to your laptop in a flash. It could be any number of things. And so proactively, preemptively, I try to remind listeners to back up your important files on a regular basis. Some prefer the cloud, so uploading it to store offsite somewhere. I use the cloud in some instances, but I'm more of a fan of high speed and high capacity local or offline storage. I always trust my information with SanDisk or Western Digital. External hard drives are great because they can store so many files, something like, you know, 22 or 24 terabyte drives now, great for long-term storage. And then solid state drives are great to access files off the drive when you need it. So for content creators, do do a lot of video editing or photo editing, you need to pull off huge files like 4K videos, 8K videos, you know, massive photos off the drive. You can work off that connected SSD or solid state drive. Anyhow, SanDisk.com and WesternDigital.com has more, so check them out. Hey, a massive thank you to our listeners for this 350th episode of Tech It Out. I really appreciate each and every one of you. If you're on social media, drop by and say hi. I'm on X, formerly Twitter, Instagram, Threads, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. It's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman, and I look forward to chatting with you there. Or you can send me an email at my website, marksaltzman.com, if you have any tech questions or suggestions for upcoming guests. Have a great rest of your day, everyone, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we're expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit Senior Care Consulting.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.